Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As the Eagles coaching carousel turns and we try to figure out who the next guy is going to be, Josh McDaniels is the name that keeps coming up over and over and over again, and I am out on the idea, but it does seem like he's a favorite for this job. Let's talk to Austin Gale, Pro Football Focus, about Josh McDaniels, what he thinks of him as a play caller, as a coach, and this Eagles situation altogether. Austin, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're well. We're trying to figure out who the next coach of the Eagles is going to be, and it sounds like there's a lot of smoke around Josh McDaniels. Austin, what's your opinion on Josh? Just, you know, in totality, we know he's had a long career, six rings on his fingers, but it's very spotty when you're not talking about the New England part. What do you think about Josh McDaniels?
It's an interesting one. I think when you're looking at, you know, head coaching candidates, a lot of it is speculation from what you've seen from their respective offenses or defenses or in position coaches situation. You talk to the players and how the players want to play for them. I talked to Richard Sherman and Fred Warner, and they speak volumes about Robert Saleh, the man you're playing for and wanting to play for him. With Josh McDaniels, you don't hear that kind of feedback for Josh McDaniels. I think you see some of it for Bill Belichick, and I think there is some nerve right now around the Bill Belichick coaching tree just because not a lot of them have had a ton of success. And I will say this, talking to Chris Collinsworth, who obviously owns PFF, he talked about how of all the coaches that worked under Bill Belichick in the time that he's interviewed him ahead of Sunday Night Football and those things, there's only one that he ever was not allowed to talk to, and it was Brian Flores. And I think I'm not surprised by that, knowing how much success he's had with Miami early on, a guy that could have won Coach of the Year if things panned out late in the season. As for McDaniels, back to McDaniels, the Colt situation is the one that pops out to me. That one is the most concerning, where he had an agreement to go to the Indianapolis Colts. He ends up not being that. Frank Reich takes over. I think that's the most interesting piece for me, and that's all you can really judge him on outside of the work he's done in New England. And after Tom Brady, that offense has been – utterly bad. So, like, it's an interesting situation. It's tough to evaluate McDaniels as a candidate.
Austin, what do you make of him as a play caller? I mean, there's lots of years of this now. New England, a little bit in Denver with different quarterbacks. The one year he was with Sam Bradford and the Rams, and now again back with New England, a lot of success over the years. What do you make of McDaniels the play caller? Because it's been different kinds of offenses, different kinds of schemes based on the personnel, some pocket passers, some running quarterback. The diversity I find interesting, but in totality, a lot of years, what do you make of him as a play caller?
I do think there are other – I will say that there are other offensive play callers that are willing to be more versatile or diverse than what we've seen from Josh McDaniels. But like you said, working with Sam Bradford, Tom Brady, and these other guys that he's had, you've seen a similar approach, a pass-first approach. You don't see – him wanting to lean on establish the run. He's aggressive on fourth downs. I know Bill Belichick makes some of those decisions as well, but I think McDaniels understands where the NFL is going, knows that analytics-driven, data-driven decisions are necessary in high-leverage situations like fourth down, going 4-2 in the right situations, all those types of things. Like, I'd be really impressed to see him, what he could do with Carson Wentz and that reclamation project that needs to happen in Philadelphia. But he'd be entering a similar situation where there isn't a ton of talent at skill player. They still need to develop there. The offensive line is old and has been banged up. There's going to be a lot needs to be done in Philadelphia for regardless of who comes in as the coaching candidate. I think that's a situation that McDaniels hasn't experienced a ton, except for maybe these last few years in New England where they just can't find things to work with the pass catchers they do have. he's going to be entering a similar situation in terms of trying to reform an offense that needs to be a ton better next year.
Austin, a lot of the stories and buzz and speculation about the coaching search is that the Eagles are telling coaches that they'd prefer, and I guess we could read into that they want to, keep Carson Wentz and fix Carson Wentz rather than dump him or trade him away. Do you think that's the right approach, Austin? Do you believe Carson Wentz is fixable?
I don't know. Obviously, that's a million-dollar question. I don't know if he is. Even going back to his MVP caliber season that ultimately ended in an injury and Nick Foles hosting the Super Bowl or the Lombardi Trophy, I still think a lot of his success was based on very volatile areas of quarterback play. One of the highest graded quarterbacks on third down, highest graded quarterbacks under pressure, in the red zone. These areas of the field and these situations that we don't see from a PFF perspective be very stable year over year. Carson Wentz, a big knock on him coming out of North Dakota State, that he wasn't a very accurate quarterback. We've seen that from PFF's ball charting since 2017. Only Lamar Jackson has been more inaccurate from a ball location standpoint than Carson Wentz over the past three seasons. That is a concern for me. His passing grade from a clean pocket is bottom 10 at his position over the past three seasons. Even in his good seasons, he was not accurate or consistently playing at a high level when kept clean. Those are the concerns I have, so much that the Eagles need to get aggressive at upgrading at the quarterback position. If they are in a position to grab a worthwhile candidate at six or trade up to grab one of the top three quarterbacks in the draft, I think they swing the bat there. Or if they are confident in Jalen Hurts being this guy that they draft in the second round that could be a starter for them, the coach you need to bring in is someone who can win with Jalen Hurts and a mobile-first running quarterback on offense. That would be the interesting one for me.
Austin Gale, Pro Football Focus, joining us here as we discuss the Eagles' coaching search. Austin, a couple more interesting names have popped up. We don't know how serious the Eagles are about these guys, but Kellen Moore's name has come up. The Eagles interviewed him, offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys last couple seasons. I find him intriguing. I know he's young, ex-player, ex-quarterback, but I've been impressed with the Cowboys' offense. I mean, 2 years ago now, outstanding with Dak Prescott. They looked like they were off to another great start. Then all the quarterbacks got hurt this year. And it got a little better as the year went along. What do you think about Kellen Moore as a play caller?
I really like what he's done with taking advantage of skillful players. I mean, he helped Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup a ton in the offense. And I don't think he's a guy that with, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, as highly paid as he was, they weren't forcing him the football in a lot of those situations. I think they were still throwing on early downs at a decent clip. And I think he was put in a situation where you have good talent. The expectations are high. You need to perform at these expectations. Going to Philadelphia, it'd be a different situation. You know, you're in a position where a lot needs to get better before you're a top five offense in the NFL. And I think I'd be interested to see that juxtaposition, that change for Kellen Moore. Because in Dallas, the expectations were rightfully high. I mean, they should, with Mike McCarthy coming over and all those things, should have been a Super Bowl contender this year if Dak Prescott could have stayed healthy. Going to Philadelphia, a lot is going to need to change. You're going to need to take advantage of the small pieces that you have there, but also need to develop some talent. He did not have to develop a ton of talent there in Dallas. He had to instead just work with what he was dealt. It'd be an interesting situation, especially as young as he is, to bring in his own staff and also call plays. I think that would be a lot for Kellen Moore out of the gate. I'd be interested to see if it worked out.
We're talking to Austin Gale here, Pro Football Focus. Austin, a couple things on the playoffs from this past week, and as we head towards the conference championship games, the Bills and the Ravens on Saturday night, I mean, there are a lot of things stood out, from the weather to Lamar Jackson's struggles to Justin Tucker actually missing field goals, two in the same game, which was crazy. But the one thing that was amazing, I mean, you talked about how the NFL is changing offensively. I love that the Bills are not afraid to just push away balance and say, we're going to go with what our best is. And even though it wasn't great on Saturday, it's just the idea of it. I mean, they had Josh Allen throw the ball 37 times Saturday night. They only had 9 handoffs to running backs. It's not the first time we've seen it. What do you make of that? You know, Brian Daboll, the coordinator up there, you know, respected around the NFL. What do you make of what we're seeing now where teams seemingly are not afraid to just say, hey, we're going to pass it all the time?
I'm in love with it. I mean, balance in football is no longer your run and pass blitz. Balance in football is being able to attack all areas of the football field, short, intermediate, and deep ranges in the passing game. That's what Mike Leach has said, and I know he is a bit of the pass spectrum in that air raid, but I do think offenses in the NFL are going to start to do that. The NFL, rules included, is catered to a very high-end passing game. And if you can get it, you can have a Patrick Mahomes, a Josh Allen, a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, four of PFF's five highest-graded quarterbacks in the NFL this year. You can go to the deep in the postseason year after year. You need to have the quarterback under center and a lethal passing attack to win over, you know, year over year, create dynasties in the NFL. And I think that's what people are catching on to. You don't need to, quote-unquote, establish the run. You don't need a ground-and-pound attack. What you need is a quarterback that can win through the air. And I think you're seeing that with what Brian Daboll has done and other passing offenses as well. The best offenses, the most efficient offenses in the NFL, throw on early downs, avoid establishing the run, know that play action works regardless of your rushing efficiency. And I think that's what you're seeing with Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, arguably the most improved team we've seen year over year, in my time at least, and easily the biggest grade jump we've ever seen from a quarterback over one season being Josh Allen.
Austin, I really appreciate you hopping on. Always enjoy the conversation. Thank you, and we'll catch up soon, and who knows, maybe we'll have an Eagles coach to talk about. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Austin Gale, Pro Football Focus, jumping on about Josh McDaniels, the job he did with New England, with Denver, and what kind of play caller he is. 215-592-9494. One former quarterback actually thinks Howie Roseman and Josh McDaniels and the Eagles will be a perfect fit for each other. We'll let you hear that next, and we will discuss whether or not McDaniels is the right guy. I say no, and we need to start talking about what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is a very special day on WIP. We'll tell you about it when we come back on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.